California leads the nation in rooftop solar installations, thanks in considerable part to the economic incentives that have made them an attractive investment for homeowners. But that could change if the California Public Utilities Commission adopts new rate proposals from PG&E. And that concerns Jeffrey Smith, who coordinates the Solar Sonoma County program at the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa.
For many people, the decision to go solar is a financial one. They're looking at ways to reduce their monthly costs for energy. For that reason, the proposals that have been put forth by the investor-owned utilities would have the effect of making solar more expensive.
The most contentious proposal would reduce payments to homeowners for what is called net metering. Brad Hevner, Policy Director for the California Solar Energy Industries Association, explains how that works.
Right now, as a solar customer, during the daytime, you likely produce extra electricity, and that goes onto the grid, and the utility basically sells it to your neighbor at full price, and you get full credit for that electricity, which is worth 19 to 22 cents a kilowatt hour. PG&E is proposing to reduce that compensation to 9.5 cents a kilowatt hour.
Ellen Hayes, a PG&E spokesperson, cites a lower current payback rate, but affirms their proposal to reduce it.
What we're advocating is a smaller rate for the energy that they do not use and send back to the electric grid. And that rate is comparable with what the fair market value is today if we procure that energy from another provider.
The problem with that, observes Jeff Cyphers, CEO at Sonoma Clean Power, is that all energy sources are not created equal.
Our beef is that we should still be incentivizing renewable energy and not making it compete on an absolutely level basis with high-emission sources like natural gas.
PG&E is also pushing for a new fee that would be assessed on new rooftop solar installations. Again, spokeswoman Ellen Hayes.
For customers installing systems up to, I think, 30 kilowatts, the fee would be about $100. Right now, customers are not required to pay the fee.
This one, says Cyphers, is more defensible.
Rooftop solar has been so successful, and solar generally, that there's now a need for those customers to pay a fixed fee to have access to the grid because, you know, solar doesn't make power in the nighttime. So that part's fair.
But Brad Hevner contends that both proposed changes run counter to California's legislative policies on climate change and greenhouse gas emissions.
The law says that the new rate structure has to ensure that solar continues to grow sustainably. And very clearly, the utility proposals would disrupt the opportunity of customers to go solar. I don't expect the commission to adopt them as written, but it's very typical for the utilities to ask for a lot in the hopes of getting a little. And any major change at this time would be very disruptive to customer opportunities to go solar.
The PUC is now expected to act on the utility proposals next month. Any changes they adopt would then take effect in mid-2016. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.